Sometimes I was afraid lest I should be charged with ingratitude, but I still proposed to travel, and therefore would not confine myself by marriage. In my 50th year, I began to suspect that the time of my traveling was past, and thought it best to lay hold on the felicity yet in my power and indulge myself in domestic pleasures. But at 50, no man easily finds a woman beautiful as the Houris and wise as Zobeide. I inquired and rejected, consulted and deliberated, till the 62nd year made me ashamed of wishing to marry. I had now nothing left but retirement, and for retirement I never found a time, till disease forced me from public employment. Such was my scheme, and such has been its consequence. With an insatiable thirst for knowledge, I trifled away the years of improvement. With a restless desire of seeing different countries, I have always resided in the same city. With the highest expectation of connubial felicity, I have lived unmarried, and with an unalterable resolution of contemplative retirement, I am going to die within the walls of Baghdad.